Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sanjay Mattu. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to flag off 3 Vande Bharat trains today. Prime Minister to also inaugurate a 2-day national conference of district judiciary in New Delhi this morning. Former Jharkhand Chief Minister and veteran JMM leader Champai Soren and his son Babulal Soren join BJP. India, Sri Lanka, Mauritius and the Maldives sign charter and MOU for establishment of Colombo Security Conclave Secretariat in Colombo to promote regional security. IMD says Cyclone Asna causing heavy rains in Gujarat likely to move away from Indian coast during next 24 hours. And Aarti wins bronze medal in women's 10,000-meter race walk event at World Under-20 Athletics Championships in Lima, Peru. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off 3 Vande Bharat trains this afternoon through video conferencing. Realizing the vision of Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat, the state-of-the-art Vande Bharat Express will improve connectivity on 3 routes, Meerut-Lucknow, Madurai-Bengaluru and Chennai-Nagarkoil. These new Vande Bharat trains will provide people with world-class means of travel, offering speed and comfort while catering to the 3 states of Uttar Pradesh, Tamil Nadu and Karnataka. The introduction of these Vande Bharat Express trains will herald a new standard of rail service to meet the needs of our regular travellers, professionals, businesses and the student community in immense measure. Our correspondent reports that the Vande Bharat Express train between Meerut and Lucknow will have 8 coaches and cover the journey in around 7 hours 15 minutes.
The Meerut-Lucknow Vande Bharat Express will begin its regular service on Sunday from Lucknow, and from Meerut City Junction, it will start on Monday. The train will operate 6 days a week except Tuesday. It will depart from Meerut City at 6:35 a.m. and from Lucknow at 2:45 p.m. This state-of-the-art semi-high-speed train is designed with modern amenities to offer passengers a faster and more comfortable travel experience. The train will significantly improve connectivity and reduce travel time between Meerut City and Lucknow. Anand Kumar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Vande Bharat Express between Chennai Egmore to Nagarkoil will enhance links to key industrial, business and tourist hubs, including Trichy, Madurai, Dindigul and Tirunelveli. More from our correspondent.
The first Vande Bharat rail service will connect Chennai to Nagarkoil, a land of ancient temples and also tourism. Passing through 12 districts, the train will cover a distance of 726 kilometers and will provide modern and faster travel experience with world-class amenities and advanced features including coverage technology, CCTV cameras for enhanced security and 360 degrees rotating chairs. Carrying the name of Koil meaning temple, Nagarkoil has also interesting tourist places like the ancient Padmanabhapuram Palace and temple. The new Vande Bharat train will help to boost the economic growth as it is also a spice trade center. Joy, Akashvani News, Chennai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate a 2-day national conference of district judiciary at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will unveil a stamp and coin commemorating 75 years of the establishment of the Supreme Court. The 2-day conference organized by the Supreme Court will feature 5 sessions on district judiciary issues, including infrastructure, inclusive courtrooms, judicial security, case management and training. The Chief Justice of India, Union Minister for Law and Justice and the Attorney General will also participate in the inaugural program. Former Jharkhand Chief Minister Champai Soren joined the BJP at a function in Ranchi yesterday. The son of the former Jharkhand Mukti Morcha or JMM leader Babulal Soren also joined the party. Senior BJP leaders including Babulal Marandi, Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Himanta Biswa Sarma were also present at the event. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Champai Soren asserted that he has joined the BJP to save tribal identity and existence, which is at stake in the state's Santhal Pargana region due to rampant infiltration from Bangladesh. Mr. Soren said that infiltration has changed the demography of the state.
झारखंड को भी विकास और बांग्लादेश घुसपैठिया को निश्चित रूप से रुकेगा पार्टी तय करेगा हमको किस तरह का काम देते हैं उस तरह से हम ईमानदारी के पूर्वक काम करेंगे
Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has written a letter to Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin, reiterating the central government's commitment to ensuring that every child in the country has access to the transformative benefits of the National Education Policy, NEP 2020. In the letter, the Union Minister highlighted that tens of lakhs of students from the state of Tamil Nadu have benefited from the Samagra Shiksha scheme. The minister emphasized that NEP 2020 fully supports the idea of teaching Tamil in the schools of Tamil Nadu. Mr. Pradhan also mentioned that Tamil is one of the world's oldest classical languages and the oldest in India, and it is a matter of national pride. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a two-day visit to Uttarakhand from today. During his visit, Vice President Dhankar will interact with scientists, faculty members and students at the CSIR Indian Institute of Petroleum in Dehradun. He'll also visit the Rashtriya Indian Military College in Dehradun, as well as AIIMS Rishikesh, where he'll interact with students and faculty members of the institute. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle, @AIRNewsAlerts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Brunei and Singapore beginning Tuesday. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, Prime Minister Modi will visit Brunei Darussalam on the 3rd of next month at the invitation of the Sultan of Brunei, Haji Hassan al-Bolkiah. Mr. Jaiswal said that this will be the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to that country.
Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi, at the invitation of His Majesty Sultan Haji Hassan al-Bolkiah, is scheduled to visit Brunei Darussalam during 3rd and 4th September 2024. This will be the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brunei. The visit coincides with 40th anniversary of establishment of diplomatic ties between India and Brunei.
Mr. Jaiswal informed that on the second leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will reach Singapore on Wednesday, at the invitation of the Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong. India, the Maldives, Mauritius and Sri Lanka have signed a charter and an MOU for the establishment of the Colombo Security Conclave, or SCSC Secretariat, in Colombo to address security and stability challenges in the Indian Ocean region. The signing ceremony was hosted in Colombo by the government of Sri Lanka. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and the representatives of the Maldives, Mauritius and Sri Lanka signed the documents yesterday on behalf of the respective member states. Speaking on the occasion, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval emphasized the importance of the Colombo Security Conclave in addressing traditional, non-traditional and emerging hybrid security challenges. He highlighted the need for sustained regional cooperation across various security pillars. The CSC's core objective is to promote regional security by addressing transnational threats and challenges of common concern to the member states. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued a warning that Cyclone Asna, a deep depression over the Arabian Sea causing heavy rains in Gujarat, is likely to move west-northwest over the northeast Arabian Sea and away from the Indian coast during the next 24 hours. The regions of Kutch in Gujarat received heavy rainfall during the last 24 hours. Meanwhile, the IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Odisha, Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and coastal Karnataka today. The weather agency has also forecast heavy rainfall over central India, Kerala, Mahe district of Puducherry, coastal Karnataka and central Maharashtra during the next 7 days. The IMD has forecast light to moderate rainfall over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Odisha, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and East Rajasthan during the next 7 days. In Punjab, water scarcity has reached a critical point amid rapid depletion of groundwater level in most of the districts. Out of the total 23 districts of the state, the situation is extremely worrying in about 8 districts, while in 9 districts the water level has reached a critical state. According to a Central Groundwater Board's report, about 17 billion cubic meters of groundwater is available in the state, while 28 billion cubic meters of water is being exploited. We have a report.
The worst situation is in the Chief Minister's own district, Sangarur, where the water level has gone down by more than 44 meters. The water level is continuously going down in Patiala, Pathankot, Jalandhar, Hoshiarpur, Ropar, Kapurthala, Tarantaran and Shahid Bhagat Singh Nagar districts, and it is between 28 to 43 meters in these districts. Due to excessive water exploitation, about 78% of the state's area is in the dark zone. Sheshu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
At the Paralympic Games in Paris, India's medal hopes continue to rest on the shooters on day three today. Para shuttlers and archers are also set to compete in what promises to be another thrilling day of action. We have a report.
In shooting, Swaroop Mahavir Olhankar will compete in qualification round of men's 10-meter air rifle standing SH1, while Rubina Francis will play in qualification in women's 10-meter air pistol SH1 this afternoon. In javelin throw, athletics Praveen Kumar will eye to clinch a podium finish in F57 final event tonight. Yesterday, day 2 was a memorable day for India as the country bagged 4 medals. Shooters secured 3 medals for the nation, while one was won in athletics. Shooter Avni Lekhra won second successive Paralympic gold in women's 10-meter air rifle event, while compatriot Mona Agrawal clinched bronze. In men's 10-meter air pistol SH1 category, Manish Narwal fetched a silver medal. Moreover, in athletics, sprinter Preeti Pal secured another medal for India, clinching bronze in women's 100-meter T35 final event. She became the first ever sprinter to win a medal for the India at the Para Games. In badminton, the next pair of Shivraj and Solamalai and Nitya Srishivan won a thrilling group stage match. With the win, they topped the group and advanced to semi-final. The semi-final match will be take place this evening. Sharanya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In the World Under-20 Athletics Championships, Aarti won a bronze medal in the women's 10,000 meters race walk event with a national Under-20 record time to open India's medal count at Lima in Peru yesterday. She clocked 44 minutes 39.39 seconds to finish third in the grueling event on the penultimate day of competitions. The 17-year-old Aarti broke her own earlier national record of 47 minutes 21.04 seconds, which she had clocked in March this year in the National Federation Cup Under-20 Championships in Lucknow. Chinese race walker Zhuoma Baima won the gold, while Meiling Chen clinched the silver. In US Open tennis, the Indo-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden have advanced to the pre-quarterfinals of the men's doubles. The second-seed duo defeated the Spanish-Argentinian pair of Roberto Carabel Baena and Federico Coria 6-2, 6-4 in the second round. The Indo-Australian pair next faced the Argentinian duo of Andre Molteni and Maximo Gonzalez. India's Rohan Bopanna also progressed to the second round of the mixed doubles along with his partner Aldila Sutjahadi of Indonesia. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shefali Singh.
Thank you, Sanjay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's comment on the collapse of a statue of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj in Maharashtra is prominently noticed on the front pages. The Hindu writes, "Shivaji, our deity," says PM, apologizes for collapse of Maratha King's statue. Another story widely noticed in the press concerns the 1984 anti-Sikh riots. Congress is titled to face murder trial 40 years after anti-Sikh riots. Framing of charges ordered, reports the Indian Express. The Times of India highlights External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar's comment at a book release function. The paper writes, "Era of uninterrupted talks with Park over," says Jayashankar. In business news, the merger of Vistara and Air India is widely covered, with the Hindustan Times writing, "FDI not for Air India, no Vistara after November 11. And finally, most papers carry a photograph of a smiling Avni Lekhra as she became the first Indian woman to win 2 Paralympic gold medals. And with that, it's back to you, Sanjay.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to flag off 3 Vande Bharat trains today. Prime Minister to also inaugurate a 2-day national conference of district judiciary in New Delhi this morning. Former Jharkhand Chief Minister and veteran JMM leader Champai Soren and his son Babulal Soren join BJP. India, Sri Lanka, Mauritius and the Maldives signed charter and MOU for establishment of Colombo Security Conclave Secretariat in Colombo to promote regional security. IMD says Cyclone Asna causing heavy rains in Gujarat, likely to move away from Indian coast during next 24 hours. And Aarti wins bronze medal in women's 10,000 meter race walk event at the World Under 20 Athletics Championships in Lima, Peru. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.